Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We've been talking about blessing your family, walking in victory, having victory in your life this week. You know, the Bible says that we fight from a place of victory, not for the victory. And so I want you to understand today that you and I as believers, we're fighting from a place of victory. We've already won. We're not starting to try to win. We've already won. You know, the Bible said in Ephesians 6 and 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of a devil. God does not need you to defeat the devil today. Jesus has already done it and given you the victory in Colossians 2 and 15, also in Romans 8, 37. So we see your part is to enforce the victory by simply standing your ground, which is your victory ground. In other words, it's easy to make. All God wants you to do is maintain what He's already obtained. In other words, you fight from victory ground by standing. You don't fight for victory. You're not fighting for victory. You're starting at a place of victory. You're not starting at a place of defeat. You're fighting a good fight of faith. Paul said, I've fought the good fight of faith. I've finished my course. So what's the battle? Maintaining and keeping what God has done for you. You not got to win the battle. You not got defeat the devil. He's already defeated. In Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, this is a passage on spiritual warfare. The word wrestle appears only once, verse 12, while the word stand appears four times. Stand against the wiles of a devil. Withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, verses 11, 13 through 14. Four times the Holy Spirit tells us just to stand. Yet many Christians are focusing on wrestling their way to victory, trying to get to victory, trying to win the battle, trying to be victorious. Listen, all He's telling you to do is stand. The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. What does that mean, resist? It means just to stand there. Stand and know that you have victory. When all hell is falling apart around you, just stand and see the goodness of the Lord. My beloved, you're already on victory ground. You already have everything in Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, 21 through and 23 says that. You're already blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Ephesians 1 and 3. So read Ephesians slowly throughout the day and see what's been promised to you. The devil knows this, and that's why his tactic is to deceive you and to make you think that you don't have the victory. You have the victory because you're victorious in Christ Jesus, and that no weapon formed against you can prosper, and everything that tries to rise up against you has been defeated because you're more than conquerors. You're more than overcomers. So when he attacks you by saying, look at the small sum in your bank account, how are you going to pay the bills? Stand your ground. Declare, I'm not trying to be rich. I am rich. In Christ, I am rich. It doesn't matter how much you have in the bank. You are rich because you're in Christ, and as the need arises, supply will be there if you believe that you're already rich. See, you can't look at your checking account and determine how prosperous you are. You know, the Bible says in 3 John, my beloved brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. So you got to see yourself prospering. You got to see yourself walking in abundance. You got to see yourself walking in victory. You got to see yourself realizing that what you see is only temporary. It's going to change. But what you don't see is eternal. And God has promised you all these things in advance, and they're yours. And all He wants you to do is receive them. All He wants you to do is take them. It is the same with healing. The devil will try to attack you with symptoms in your body. He'll try to put pain in your body. He'll make you feel weak here and there so that you think that you're still sick. He's trying to make you believe that you don't have your healing. That is the time to be conscious of Jesus, finish work and declare, I'm not trying to get healed, I am healed. I'm not trying to get a victory, I already have the victory. I'm not trying to be prosperous, I'm already prosperous. I'm not trying to be rich, I'm already rich. So you got to stand your ground. So I'm standing on the victory ground which Jesus has given me. Beloved, it makes a world of difference when you fight from victory and not for victory. You're not trying to win the battle, you've already won the battle. You're already on victory ground. You're already blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Now, what a wonderful thing that is. So you fight from a place of victory, not for the victory. And so as we understand When we're going through the battles of life, Paul said, when you've done all you can do, just stand and see the goodness of the Lord. We need to just stand when the enemy wants to fight. If we can't open our mouth with something, what the Word says, and with something positive, then we need to keep quiet. Because I'm telling you, the Bible says that we need to stand. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. The wiles, stand against the devices, the deceptions, the things that the enemy wants to come at you. And the Bible says in Ephesians, neither give him place. So you can't give the devil any opportunity or any place in your life, because you are victorious. Look in the mirror every day and say, I'm victorious. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than an overcomer. I'm rich, I'm prosperous, I'm healthy, everything about me is blessed. I'm highly favored and I'm deeply loved. That's the beauty of grace.